Welcome to 51 First Dates.
I'm Liza.
And I'm Kimmy.
And we are doing an experiment.
And talking about dating.
And love. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hi, also. Everybody. Welcome to 51 First Dates. I'm Liza.
And I'm Kimmy. And this is a podcast about dating. And one girl going on 51 first dates while her friend helps her.
Out there in the world seeking love and whatever or something.
Something.
Opening.
Did you notice that I just looked at my phone, Liza?
No.
Well, I did because I just got a text from my date, who's date number 30, who's going to be on the podcast tonight.
Oh, my God. I mean, I'm so excited and also, like, I feel anxious. I feel like this must be how you feel before dates because I'm like, I'm going to have to sit down and talk to you.
I'm so nervous because I'm like, you know, I'm going to look like a shitball now, but I looked cute-ish maybe the first time.
Oh. You look adorable.
I'm sweating in a sweatshirt.
You look like... You always look makeup and hair-wise, but you have a sweatshirt on, which is like a cute fashion sweatshirt. I don't think that he's going to be like, oh my God, who is this troll?
He was also the nicest ever, but we'll do that. We'll get to that. So if you're just joining us, thank you for joining us. And if you're tuning back in, thank you. We love you. Your support means everything. It's bringing us all these really cool things. We hope you liked our episode with Emily Morse.
Oh my God.
Sex.
I'm obsessed with her. It's a little creepy how much I've been talking about her in the last week.
Well, she's just everything we want to be.
Yeah.
I don't mean to speak for you, but I think I...
Oh, I mean, it's incredible. I was like, I'm fangirling. I could not stop telling people about recording with her and like how cool it was and how I want to be like her.
Sex, positive vibes.
Yeah, just like vibes. Non-apologetic, embodied, positive. Like sex positive, but just positive in life. Like not...
Orgasm.
Grandma.
Progasm.
Totally.
Progasm.
Progasm. On that note of thank you for listening and welcome and et cetera, you should follow us.
Please follow us. We're ready for a boost. We know we're a broken record. We know this makes you want to do it less, but we need boosts. They help so much, and probably everyone listening is already following us. But tell your friends.
Tell your friends. That would be nice. Tell your mom.
Tell your mom where to follow us, which is...
At 51 First Dates Pod.
On Insta.
On Instagram.
Twitter, but we don't really care about that.
Yeah. And also, please email us at 51firstdatespod@gmail.com. And you can email us your worst first date stories, your best first date stories, just like any bad dating stories.
Questions,
comments, thoughts, things you like about the podcast, things you don't like about the podcast, like things you wish we were saying, anything. Just like reach out. I promise we will email you back and be really, really, really excited and happy to hear from you. It seriously is like a thing that I love to connect with you guys. It's my favorite part of podcasting is connecting with strangers over how being a human is really hard and terrible.
Whine about following us, but we're actually super, super grateful for all of you who do, and it is most of you. And thank you for the rate, subscribe, reviews. It's so dumb, but that means so much. And because it's kind of annoying, we do have a contest going. If you do that, if you rate, subscribe, review, screenshot, email it to us at 51firstdatespod@gmail.com. Or if you've already done that, if you tag us in your story with like a screenshot or a little thing you're listening to, tell your friends. They'll have fun listening, maybe. I don't know. And you also just need to send us one more thing. We'll throw you in the running even if you don't, but we're going to pick ideally based on... Yeah, actually, you should definitely send us your favorite song. No, not really. Let me try that again. The song you would put on your Raya account. Raya is a dating app that has a slideshow of photos. You have to be like a celebrity or model to use it. I don't have it, but I think it's funny.
Totally.
Have a song.
Use a theme. Your dating theme song. That's the song you're sending us.
So
I still don't know what mine would be.
I know. If you haven't done that with your review, do that.
Totally.
But yeah, we'll figure that out and then we'll pick our favorite.
Pick our favorite and the winner gets sent on a date from us. We Venmo you $51.
$51.
Thanks, Manny, for the idea. It was 50, but Manny was like, why isn't it 51? We were like, oh, that's so smart.
And then we were like, let's make that in the cut.
Do that. Do all those things. Reach out. Hit us up. Blah, blah, blah.
Should we mention our theme for the day, too?
Yes. Our theme today is setups.
Setups. Because the only reason my date's coming here is because it was a setup, and he knew about the podcast from the beginning, and He was a sweetie cutie and did some radio in high school as being a total champ. I'm like, I wouldn't be brave enough to do this.
Oh my God, no.
I would not. And like,
how cool. It says a lot about his personality.
I agree.
But it's going to be weird because we're going to be talking about your date.
I know. I feel like, wait, well, I'll play my taxicab confession because it's glowing, but I'll play it before he gets here.
Okay.
Guys, he's literally on his way here. And he's coming to Greenpoint and he lives in Manhattan and it's just all so cute. And he
That's really nice.
I'll be there right around 7:30. Like, a great date. Actually, we talked. I love these setups because then we get to talk about the podcast or like dating without it being weird.
Yeah.
So we talked about those things and I think we talked about communicating and like how much to text. I was like, no, I'm not just blowing smoke. Like, you did such good text communication. Like, I feel like he was very like,
it's a skill.
Yeah.
And it's like a nice one. Like, I'm always appreciative when people are good text communicators, especially as a terrible one.
Do you know what we shouldn't talk about, though, is the bar, so we can see what he thought of it.
Oh, that's a good idea. We'll save that. We'll see how many dicks he gives it. He's probably going to be like, what the fuck is that?
Maybe by now he's listened.
Yeah.
Should we explain who set me up?
I was just going to ask you,
Because this is not a Liza setup, actually. So, you know, Liza sent me on lots of dates. She's setting me up on lots of new ones.
Dates
all the time. Okay.
Bacon-wrapped dates.
What are those called again?
I think they're just called bacon wrap dates. Do they have a name?
Oh, God.
There is
a thing.
There's a name for bacon wrap dates?
Yes.
It's not pigs in a blanket. It's the opposite what's the opposite? Blankets in a
plate. If I was in my car listening to this, when I'm in my car listening to podcasts, I'm thinking about when I go to LA. But if I was in my car, I would be mad that we couldn't think of it. It's called something. Okay. I'll think of it.
Okay.
It's definitely bacon wrapped. Oh.
What?
Is a bacon wrapped scallop called something?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up.
Are you thinking of pigs in a blanket?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Don't worry.
I feel
very
like,
different insides.
Yeah.
And outsides, actually.
And outside. I mean, it's.
Would you prefer a bacon wrapped date or a pig in a blanket?
Bacon wrapped date.
I think me too, unless it's a really good pig in a blanket.
I don't like hot dogs in general, so pigs in a blanket usually don't super appeal to me, but I like them. Like, I'll eat one or two, but like a bacon wrap date I could eat 45 of, and a pigs in a blanket I could probably eat 3 of. Are you looking it up right now?
Because I'm looking it up. I want to see what the name of it is. Oh. There's something it's called. It's something totally maybe it's something else
maybe
wrapped
it's
in
like,
bacon.
Or maybe you're thinking of
like at Five Leaves.
At a restaurant, they have a witty name for it, and it's not like a global thing, but it became one.
Devils
in your
on
head.
Horseback.
Devils on Horseback?
Yes. Yep. It came up.
I
never.
All right. Listeners, please let us know if you've heard of that. I have never heard of that. Jim is shaking his head very knowingly, being like, nah. So let us know. Maybe it's
on Wikipedia. It's on Wikipedia. Oh, recipes vary. Bacon wrapped almond stuffed. Well, you know, that's not what this podcast is about. So sorry that I had to just find that out right in the moment. I'm glad it was something that people weren't just like, thank you. What is it even? Devil's on horseback. They weren't just like thinking that. Now we all know. Do you think that the question I just asked you would be a good dating opening line?
What was the question you just asked me?
Bacon wrap date or bacon wrap scallop?
No.
No, I just asked that. Bacon wrap date or pig in a blanket?
No.
Okay.
It's not because bacon wrap date isn't enough of a thing. Pig in a blanket or chicken wing, I think, would be better.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be something you have, like, a strong opinion on.
I just like that they're both wrapped.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Everyone with the pizza or tacos line is getting weird taco replies, which is so weird to me because I got like one and we actually made it dirty. The guy wasn't making it dirty.
Yeah. But also I do actually think that it's a really good litmus test. I think that opening line and if you haven't listened to this episode, listeners, we're talking about one of Kimmy's go-to opening lines on the apps is
the bums.
Pizza or tacos. And some people make like taco vagina sex jokes. I think it's a good, like, yardstick. Like, get those weirdos out of the way. Like, I'm not saying that, like, a funny taco joke isn't, like, taco vagina joke isn't great, but, like, you don't want that to be your first impression of someone. Anyone who does, like, there's probably some screws loose.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if you think taco and you first think vagina.
Yeah.
It's not a.
Totally. Yeah. So I think part of the brilliance of that is that it part of why it's a perfect opening line is because it sorts out the gross people.
But I do apologize for the listeners who have been posting in our secret Facebook group. Keep posting.
Which you should join.
You should. Actually, that's where the juiciest stuff happens. Totally. I've been like asking people, can we read your stuff on the pod?
Totally.
You know, because you guys are so open and supportive of each other in there. I sound like a fucking patronizing teacher, but I really just like
No, but also if you guys want to like interact with Kimmy and I, not that we're such fucking goddamn prizes, but you know, but if you want, if you have like questions and you want a quick response or you like have something you want to bitch about and you just like want to see how we feel about it or if we've experienced, the secret Facebook group is definitely the best place to do that. That's where we'll respond the fastest to
that's
you.
That's true.
Because we both do our other work with Facebook open.
Yeah, we're like, bing, bing.
I'm like, oh, people are talking about
us. Secret Facebook groups, not just ours, but ours and others are the only reasons I like Facebook anymore and finding a subletter.
Yeah.
But, should I just play that taxicab confession?
Wait, you were going to tell us who set you up with him, and then you should play it.
Oh, yeah. I got really distracted by devils on horse. It was like a weird school mascot.
I just still don't think it's a thing. I know it's on Wikipedia. I just don't believe you.
It's on menus everywhere. Ask Kimmy. He just calls it that.
You know, in the same way that I don't believe Sonic exists because I've never seen one, I don't believe.
Right?
Saw one in Georgia. So there's one Sonic.
Yeah, that is funny.
Yeah.
If you're not, do those ads play everywhere? Because I feel like they played in the Northeast all the time.
All the time, and there's no Sonics.
There aren't any Sonics.
And I would be like, this is fucking bullshit. And I wanted everything in the ad. They had Tots. They had those, like, fun mixed sodas.
Everything's like a fucking soda smoothie.
Oh, the yummiest looking food. And they play the commercials all the fucking time, and I could never have it. It was really, I really struggled.
Should Sonic be a sponsor?
Sonic.
The food we've never had, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about this setup.
Friend of the pod, Elizabeth, one of my great friends from college, is dating someone new who I have not met yet.
Interesting.
He lives a bit outside the city.
Okay.
But they're very, you know, serious. And I got a picture one day, I think I was in California, from another friend of ours, being like, here, we're setting you up with her boyfriend's friend, who I don't know if he wants to be anonymous yet.
Okay, we'll find out.
We can bleep Elizabeth in that case, but I don't think it's going to be.
I mean, I think you're... there's a lot of people named Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's going to be mine.
I think it's okay.
So I'm embarrassed now. But I still haven't met him yet. And then I got this picture, and they were setting me up via phone. And he just seemed really nice, and he knew all about the pod, and he was just so down. He knew it was, like, for the podcast, there was going to be none of that. Is it weird?
Yeah, totally. So wait, how did the logistics of the setup work? Because that's something we've talked about. Did they give him your number?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It was very good. It was like, because my friend's a fucking badass businesswoman, professional. This is it. I want to just say, I got a live photo from my other friend, Caroline. I got a lot in my inbox.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, cute. And they were just like, yeah, this is going to be so fun. And then that Monday, you know, that was like a drunken, like, yeah, that would be fun. I got a follow-up. Elizabeth, me, and date 30, all on a text chain. You guys can take it from there. Then he texted me. Just all, like, how like, a networking email would work, almost.
Okay.
Like, but, yeah.
Okay.
And then...
I feel like a group text... Because a group text thread is definitely a little bit easier. Like, I feel... Because I put you on an email with a setup, and I was like, this feels like business. It was weird.
Well, and I liked it, even though... Like, let's just talk about that briefly. I'm going to pull it up. Just because I liked it, even though it was... Sorry, I'm just realizing he's almost here. I liked it even though it was on a group, and because of the pod, I think that was more normal. Mm-hmm. But it would be normal anyway. I just want to reread her wording because, she was like, Kimmy and 30. She didn't call him 30, but I'm going to until he says we can use his name. Connecting you via text so you can set that date up. I'll let you take it from here. Winky face. That's perfect.
Yeah.
If you've both talked about it and everyone's in. I mean, I know... And I think my date was great. He said, thanks, Elizabeth. Great to connect, Kimmy. We'll take it out of the group chat so you don't get bombarded with texts, Elizabeth. Like, smiling emoji.
That's
like,
great.
Perfect.
Yeah,
see, certainly. I told great communicator.
Yeah.
Just like.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. So, do you want to play the confession before he gets here?
I do, because he's
Oh, my gosh.
I'm all nervous.
I'm nervous, too.
I'm really nervous. I don't want to do it. To cancel. Cancel it all.
It's going to be great.
I think I record this the night of, so I'm always embarrassed by these the most. Ooh, my neighbor's angry. Oh, this says new recording 69 for this Taxi Cab Confession, just FYI. That's fun. So I went on a date tonight from a setup with my friend, his boyfriend, who I haven't met yet, buddy, and he was literally such a gem. So cool. So cute. Just feeling awkward. Sorry, talking on the street again. But, man, guys, like, I'm leaving New York soon. Someone needs to date this man, pronto. I had a really good time. And I, like, loved that we got to talk about, because he knows about the podcast, like, me picking up the tab. I don't know. Ugh, what a gem. Truly smitten. Okay. Night, night.
Okay. Smitten is a good word.
Out of breath.
You use the word gem so much.
Gem. Like, why? It's because it's every time. And again, like, we didn't drink that. I think we had 3 drinks. We can ask him soon. I just, sometimes I get buzzed on a weeknight. And I'm like, and I'm so awkward on my little mic.
You don't sound awkward or that drunk. You just sound like you're in a good mood.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always feel like I sound so strange when I do it. Like, and there's guys shouting in the background.
I mean, you know, it's New York. Just like people everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's exciting.
Because we definitely talked about paying the bill. Mm-hmm. Even though he knew it was the pod, he very much did not want me to pay the bill.
Aw.
But I did. And okay. I insisted. And I really did. And especially when people know about the whole thing.
Yeah.
And like, I'm fucking moving this summer to the other side of the country. Like, all that. I insisted. But we had a conversation about it. And he wasn't like, no. He was like, honestly, like, it's kind of a cool move. Let's talk about it with him. I know this, totally. The theme is not.
Well, here's my question before he gets here.
Yes.
How did, like, the idea of him coming on the pod come up? Did you just ask him?
We were talking about the podcast a bunch, and then I was like, you could come on or something. And then he explained to me that he had a radio show in college.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
So then he was
just like, yeah, cool.
Down for it, I think. Well, then the next day he texted me. He was like, had a great time. I think I would be down for that. Probably. It was something funny.
Yeah.
And then I was like, actually, this is when we're recording.
That's great.
And so, yeah.
What a cool dude. I'm excited to meet him.
Me too. And he's younger than me. He's 26.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. All good deeds.
Yeah.
Where is he from?
My friend's
Oh, no, we can't do that. What the fuck am I talking about?
Yeah, we can't do all the things.
Okay. Oh, my God. It's so weird because he's going to be here. So I feel like I need to know all these little details about him. But I guess I can ask him.
From your state.
Should I ask him or do I ask you? Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
Oh, my God. It's like you're going on a first date with him.
I know.
Let's just pause till he's here so I can cool the fuck down.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Cheers.
Right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay. We're here with,
well, my date 30, but we haven't decided what he wants to be called.
What your fake name you want to be. I mean, or you can go by your real first name, or you can pick any name your dream is.
I'm Billy.
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 Our voices are going to be like, that's not his name, but
Billy. Okay, I like it.
No, it's, not to go too deep, but when I was little, that was my, like, online pseudonym. I don't know why. But it was like, I think I was obsessed with Billy the Kid when I was younger. Mm. And so I was like, when I grow up, I want to be Billy the Kid.
Yeah.
And then.
Wait, pseudonym though. Where did you just.
Is that the right word?
Like in your screen name?
Yeah.
So oh. Like,
screen name. Is that the right word?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, I was just like, what? And on like chat room. Your
nom de plume.
Yeah.
Or like, what's the word? Is that the right word?
I think it is.
No. I was just thinking, because I kind of forgot about.
Or like everywhere you went, you get to have like a username or like, what's your name? And I'd be like, I'm not giving my real name. Fucking Billy the Kid.
Smart.
That's great.
Young age. My first screen name was like almost full name.
Yeah. I mean, mine was like my first name and my birthday. Like, hey, pedophiles, come get me. I have like a weird first name.
Here's my social security number.
Yeah, totally. My parents get home from work at this time. And, well, thank you so much for being here, Billy.
Yes, happy to do it.
Obviously, it's a kind of like bizarre thing.
It's interesting. An experience, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of excited about it.
Cool. Billy's, we're so excited about here.
Game.
Like, Billy's
thank
great.
You so much.
Also, because like I'm sure this probably got cut out, but I feel like listeners need to know, we just had like a full in-depth discussion of all the malls in the Northeast. Basically.
All of them.
We did.
All of the
malls in Canada.
One obviously reigns above the rest.
Clearly.
Without a doubt.
If you haven't been to West Farms Mall, you don't know what you're fucking missing. So good.
I'm going to go, like, now.
I'll bring you.
Okay, please do.
So, yeah, I mean, okay. My first question for you is, like, what did you think when your friend was like, I'm going to set you up with a girl on a date, and she's a podcast about dating, and you're going to get talked about on the internet?
I don't know. I think it was just kind of like, why not? You know, what do you have to lose? I don't know. I've been trying to, like, do more adventurous things, or, like, not just be open to whatever, right?
Yeah.
Someone's like, hey, I've got this event going on. Why not? So I didn't really see any downfall for it. And, you know, Kimmy's friend, respect her opinion. So she was like, yeah, go on this. My friend's doing this podcast. I was like, why not? I don't know. That's a good answer, but...
No, that's an incredible answer. Like, I feel like that's so the right attitude to have about everything in life.
And I knew you would ask, but you said that because I obviously asked on our date too. And I was like, yeah, why don't I just do that? Why not? You're like one of the... And I know because not everybody is a setup and knows about it. Oh, we also thought today we'd talk about setups. But if we get there, we get there. If not, but we can both talk about
see where it goes.
Our opinions on that. But like... Yeah, when you said that, I was like, that's such a good attitude to any date. Like, why the fuck not? And thank you for being that open-minded when it comes to this, because I can understand why people be like, why not? I'll tell you why not.
Yeah.
Totally. You
know? Oh, there's obviously, well, some might have, like, a million different reasons. Like, well, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. But why, like, why not? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's, I think as a lot of people get older... It's like usually you have to talk people into doing things more.
Right.
And I think it's cool to have the opposite approach to things. I feel like I should adopt some of that because anytime anyone wants me to do anything, I'm just like, why? Like, I could sit on my couch.
See, I don't know. I think of an interesting, well, maybe bad, not philosophy, but so if someone says to me, it's like, hey, like doing this thing, or like you want to do this like weird podcast date thing. I'm like, sure, like, what do I have to lose? But if I may not go, like, seek that on my own. So I wouldn't necessarily, like, if I saw a billboard or whatever, it's like, oh, like, 50 first dates, like, take a number. I'd probably be like, ah, you know, got stuff to do, you know.
Yeah.
Couch is calling.
Totally.
Got to finish a TV show. But, like, someone's, like, placed in front of me. It's like, hey, you know, we want to do this.
I'm yeah.
Like, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was so cool of you to just be, like, so fucking game. I was like, yeah. Especially at this stage of the game, I was just like, yes.
It's
pretty I was kind of, like, weirdly inspired because I would be so the naysayer if a friend was like, but they have a... I would be the naysayer, which is so hypocritical because of what I'm doing. Because
you're doing a podcast.
Yeah, totally. But,
But I also just wanted to get famous, so...
This is definitely the way.
This is it, Billy.
Yeah.
The kid. No.
We're really famous and big, so big important people. That's why we podcast from a bedroom.
Yeah. Though we have been like, we want to keep it. Not that anyone's like, do it. But we're you want to do this. We're like, we like the
bedroom. I'd way rather. Usually after we record, when Jim or Manny, whoever is here recording us, is packing up, I like plonk down in Kimmy's bed. And I'm just like, okay, like, should I take the change?
Well, do you guys ever record from bed? Like, just lying down?
Yeah.
We haven't.
We could.
Jim, could we rig it up?
Jim doesn't look pleased. I was going to say, sometimes you plonk down to bed, or sometimes we all, like, light up on a random Wednesday.
And yeah.
Get so drunk. Like, yeah.
Yeah, we do depends sometimes, like, have us a little
bit. That's why I didn't end up, like, we sometimes have whiskey, but it always devolves.
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Real fast.
Yeah. I feel like this is a grown-up wine-drinking podcast recording with, like, a mature human who's like, why not? You know?
Why not? Well, I would have said, why not to whiskey if you had, put it in front of
That's
me.
That's incredible.
There's no pressure, but I'm going to pour more wine while we're on the subject.
Why not, right?
Why not?
So what's your general attitude towards first dates? Do you go on a lot of first dates? Do you usually, like, get excited for first dates? Do you dread them? Do you avoid them?
I do not like first dates for the most part.
All right. Why not?
I don't know if I dread them, but I'll get, like, kind of excited for them. It's like, oh, you know, something new. It's like, you know, could be great, could be terrible. It's like a coin toss, right? Mm-hmm. But then the moment leading up to it, I'm like, oh, like, why am I doing this? I really don't want to. It's like, it's been a really long day at work. I just want to go, you know, veg and go to sleep early, right?
Yeah.
And then, but it's like, all right, it's here. I got to do it. So I don't like it, maybe like the 30 minutes leading up to it. I really, really dread it. But then otherwise, I think it's great. It's like weird. It's very weird, I will say, for the most part. I mean, not really. Because like once you, you know, say hello and, you know, after like the first 30 seconds, it's usually, you know, fine and great. But then that initial, it's like, hey, like we're meeting for this thing.
Yeah, totally.
So, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so I'm like, I go both ways.
Okay.
I hate them, but I like the idea of them. And then afterwards, I think even in, on some that have not gone as I had hoped, you know, it's always a positive experience, right? You know, you learn something new. It's new, doing something different.
Yeah, totally.
You know, everybody has a different perspective, right?
That's yeah.
What you try and suck out of whatever conversation. I don't know. Okay. I was told once that everybody has like a story or like a, you know, some grain of truth or not truth, of knowledge. It's like try and suck that out, right? Mm-hmm. So part of my philosophy, not philosophy, but I try and get like good bar recommendations out of everybody.
And that's so, yeah.
Kimmy
recommended
this
you.
Spot.
Oh my God.
I'm jumping ahead.
No, yeah, please
anytime I go on like a first day, I always be like, all right, like, it's like, oh, what do you want to do? It's like, I want to grab drinks, you know, dinner, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, let's just grab some drinks. I'm like, oh, great, you got a spot in mind. Because
totally.
I want them to be like, all right, let's go, you know, on the corner of blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, awesome, that's a great, or could be like a great spot to put in my back pocket.
What a good idea. First of all,
that's really smart.
Commend you on all of the, like, that's the right attitude.
Yeah.
And male or female, like, it's really nice if you ask someone out, like, what do you have in mind? And then just be like, yeah, cool. And again, being like, yeah, that's a good, because sometimes I get fussy if I have to go far. But I kind of made you go far. Sort
you
of.
Did. Well, I also had a terrible travel that evening.
Yeah.
Remember, I have to ask. Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Oh, please.
All right, so what was your thought if when I was like almost 15 minutes late?
Not worried at all.
Not worried at all.
Part of it could be the podcast part of it, but I think the major part, and I already said this to Liza when we like, and we didn't like pre-record in a weird way. I just was like talking about the weirdness of a setup, but also how Elizabeth and you both didn't make it weird at all. I read those texts like, and just they were just like, oh yeah, this is how everyone should make a setup happen. Text to the side. Great. I did like,
oh yeah.
I just read her quick one, your reply, which I thought was great. Whatever you said. And then you were like, we're going to move it to the side. But I just thought you were a really good communicator. Like, it's New York. I've been late for meetings, you know, like, I feel like, cause we go to meetings at weird times of the day. Like, I think it's like the communication when one is late. It didn't bother me at all. Like, and I really feel like I would have felt the same way because you were good about communicating it. And
did I tell you that I was being late or something?
Sent one text at a certain point. And
oh, because you said, like, all right, just got here, right?
Yeah, just so you knew, just in case. But I wasn't, okay, then maybe not.
And
but I thought you were just like, weren't we communicating about timing? Because I was like, I'm actually going to.
Oh, yeah, well, because you were like, I don't know if I can be there at 7:30 or something.
Right, 7:45. Yeah, yeah. You were being flexible. And then I was like, oh, shit, I'm here. And I don't know. It didn't bother me at all, truly. And I also knew I picked somewhere on Avenue C.
Right.
In New York. So while I was like, East Village is kind of in between, this place is really cool.
Right.
Honestly, yeah, my brother showed it to me. Well, I showed it to him, but he was the first one to actually go there. It's in his hood. But I like saw an article and I thought like, I had been there one time before with him. The drinks were good. I also felt comfortable enough at this point, like getting my own drink, waiting for you. I didn't think you would judge me.
What is the bar? Since we're talking about it.
There we go. The Lost Lady.
The Lost Lady.
Or Lost Lady. It's
okay.
Just Lost Lady.
Avenue C in the East Village.
Yes.
How
it's
many?
Kinda new.
How many dicks?
Okay. So ready? Silly.
So, okay. Instead of out of 5 stars, we rate bars out of 5 dicks.
We don't. Oh.
It's
yeah,
less
we only rate
when
bars.
A guy
that's
is in
the,
here.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Just like 5 stars, 5 dicks. Like, can you just picture them? I don't know
well,
why.
Like, what's the. you know, what's the equivalent? Like, one star equals how many dicks?
One dick. I know. Actually, our male guests have been like, but you don't want five dicks. Like, you're right. Like,
it's true.
Yeah.
But you don't want half a dick either.
It's true. So four and a half is really the worst.
It's really the worst score, yeah.
No, it's just literally like stars, but we thought it would be... I don't know how it happened. We were probably drunk. It's
yeah, fine. I'm sure we Sometimes were. We get yeah. drunk. Jim's nodding. He's like, yes.
Yes, you were drunk. Yes, you were correct. Very drunk. But just, you can do stars if that... Or tacos. No.
Vaginas. Vaginas. Mm. Yeah.
So... Just, or stars.
Or boobs.
But, yeah, what'd you think? And be honest.
Well, three boobs is not really symmetrical, so that'd be a...
That's true.
Same with, like, five, it'd be a little out of place.
Sure. Yeah, four is better than five when it comes to boobs.
It's true.
And think of it as a first date bar, too. So, yeah, like... And no, I won't feel any... Let's actually critique it together. Because usually I critique the bar even if I chose it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think, Kimmy?
I want Billy to go first.
All right. I'd give it,
be honest.
Between, like, a 3 and a 4.
Yes. Why?
Cool bar, like, good drinks, which is a positive. It was pretty loud.
Yeah.
Sometimes I couldn't really hear you.
Yeah.
And it was dark.
Yep. Yeah, loud and dark.
Loud and dark.
And it was on Avenue C. I'm going to give you that one.
I forgot about that one. I wasn't going to mention it.
No. That for those of you who don't live in New York, a bunch of our listeners are always like, what the fuck are you talking about? I pretty much picked a place that no matter... It was in between, but we both had to walk like 3 avenues from the nearest train. Which in New York is not 3 blocks. 3 avenues.
It's like long. Gone. Yeah.
It's work.
It's probably a 10-15 minute walk.
I sometimes forget how much I just love walking and like...
Well, it's nice sometimes if you're going to meet in that area to get a little far off the subway because
it's going to be less crowded. That's all right, I'll give it a positive. It wasn't super crowded.
No, it wasn't.
And maybe it's because you got there first, but you were sitting at the bar, and there's a chair. I don't know if you were saving it for me or not.
Of course I was.
But yeah, so it was like you were able to just kind of, or I was able to kind of go up and just like get going, right? Nothing's worse if you're like standing around like, oh, like the bar's packed, there's no tables, you know, what are we going to just like stand in the corner?
Yeah, and, totally. You know, yeah.
Chit chat or whatever.
You have to like meet each other and do the dance of like, where are we going to go?
Right.
Like, and be like, so how many siblings do you have? And, oh, there's a spot, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question and then I'm going to give my rating. Do you prefer a bar or a table situation? Wow, I'm realizing how much I only think about myself on first dates, like in terms of planning.
Well, you don't know the other person. How can you...
But I always want people to think of my neighborhood. I'm just... Do you prefer a bar or, like, a table? Like, even there where I know... Yeah.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, I'd probably prefer a table. I don't know. It's tough. Because bars are... Like, a bar situation is great. But it has to be the right, vibes going on in that bar. Like, if it's super packed and you have people, like... towering over you, like, asking for drinks, it's...
Sucks,
not
gonna
work. Yeah, it's not fun.
But
yeah.
If it's, like, a emptier bar, and you can just, like, hang out with two bar stools and chat, I think that's great.
I was worried because the only time I was there before, it was packed. And, like, it was like, oh, we can't sit at the bar, what? And I also... That's one thought. And then the other thought is, I agree with you, and I always love the bar because sometimes you make friends with the bartender, too, or, like... Right. But that wasn't happening. Like, we didn't have that luck. I feel like they had, like, a bunch of bartenders for... Like, they had, like, 2 bartenders. It could have been one. Maybe I'm not.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like there was... There's, like, a... Almost, like, a head bartender and then, like...
Yeah. And then...
You know, like, junior bartender. Yeah. But they would give drinks. And so, like, I didn't know who to order from.
I really liked the drink that we got. Well, I got...
And did you get the spicy one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got, but like, it's really good and frozen, and it's like magenta-ish, and I just like, was like, I'm going to be drinking a frozen pink drink, and then you were like, I'm on fucking board, because it's really good. Do you like
it? It was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. It also cooled me off. I seem to remember I was like, I think I was a little schwitzy when I walked in.
I didn't.
I'm so glad you used that word. That's one of my favorite words in the entire world, schwitzy.
I didn't notice any schvitz, but also remember it's schvitz, from the air.
It was raining.
It started raining, pouring rain.
Oh my gosh. That was that the night of like the major storm?
No. I think it was thunder and stuff. It was no, yeah. But it was similar to that. Because
you could
look
outside and there'd be, you could see the flash of lightning.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like wicked humid out. I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm late. So, you know, I'm like,
you said wicked. That's throwback.
Oh yeah.
Oh, reveal.
oh, geez.
Well, wicked is a, like, northeast. Do you say it?
No, I definitely don't. But my family from Boston says it all the time. Like, a lot.
There's no pressure. That's my roommate who just walked
saying,
in.
Like,
you keep pouring, but you don't have to. But,
well, this is the... Okay, there's no pressure. Oh, my gosh.
No, please.
I should have been asking you more questions about what wine you wanted, also what bar you wanted to go to, just all these things. Because I set up the date are now coming to light. Not in an angsty, like, way.
Well,
but I'm like,
what's your take? How would you go about setting up a date? Like, Billy, would you be like... I always do this when we podcast with guests where I just point at someone or look at someone and assume the listener knows who I'm talking to. And then I listen back to it and I'm like, who the fuck am I talking to? Billy, when you set up a date, are you more like, this is like my thing to curate? Or are you more like, I'm going to go to them and see what their vibe is?
I kind of want to go to them and see what the vibe is like.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of what you said. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think there's a value in each. Like, I think there's something, you know, something about being like, oh, you know, I'm going to, like, set up a evening. Or, like, oh, you know, I don't think you should be hard on yourself for not.
Okay. Yeah, that's just a weird spiral.
No, it's fine.
Because also, it's like, I don't know, maybe this is, maybe I shouldn't think like this. But if I'm, like, setting up an evening, how do I know the other person's going to be, like, game for what I want to do?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, at the end of the day, if I were, like, to choose, probably, like, want to do maybe something... I don't know.
Say it. Yeah.
Cool. Yep. Like,
what's your like
an activity?
Date?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have not, can't say I've gone on one of those that have been in New York, but like, want to like go do something. Like,
yeah.
You know?
We should have gone to Gutter. I should have asked you, what do you feel like doing?
But like, what if you didn't feel like doing that? Then it's like putting you in a weird position, right?
Yeah, but I would have.
Well, it can also be hard to make that step on the first date.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, not at all. I interrupted.
But would you have done that if you weren't doing this podcast? Or would you have gone along with it if you weren't doing the podcast?
I would have, because I would want to bring you to Gutter, which is cool. And we'd have to probably wait to bowl. But I honestly only felt comfortable doing that date because you have to wait sometimes a while to bowl as a first date.
Really?
We had one of my friends from college who we never... So it's like a pure friend. Was like date early single digits.
10, maybe.
He
9,
was like,
10,
I'm down. He's like an actor. He's like, I'm down. Like, I'm single. And we went to Gutter because I feel like I know him. We could, like, catch up. We are friends. Like,
right.
You know, we were like, what's it like to go on a date with a friend?
Right.
But with you, I didn't want to, like, take up your time. But again, I'm just saying, and I think it's sometimes gender roles. Like, I didn't technically ask you. I was like, where are you? But, like, I defaulted to I'm, like, a little bit. But I also wanted to pick a cool place. But, yeah. I didn't think about that. I thought about what, like, I like. And I'll give my dicks. I would probably give it a 4 because I like the bar, I like the drinks. It's my second time there. Would the farness from Subway... Farness. Distance. Thank you. Hope my editor's not listening. And then, yeah, it was loud for...
It was a little loud.
Yeah. It was loud and it was dark, which sometimes I gravitate towards more.
Well, it's like I like it. I like the dark, but then sometimes not... I mean,
No. I'm just saying, like, I never think of these things. Yeah.
I couldn't find you for, like, not a long time, but, like, the initial, like, scan, I was like, where is she?
Oh, and I was involved, paying my parking ticket. Yeah, because I'd had my car in New York and then, or a car that will be mine. And, yeah.
Yeah, so but I think like that's dark,
why. That's why I texted you too, because I was like, maybe it is dark. It was dark. Okay, this is so good. This is so good.
I'm loving hearing both sides. It's like Rashomon.
No, I'm just having a spiral where I'm like, I'm a narcissist.
No. So what? Let's go through like early date conversation. Like, what did you guys talk about? Like I feel like I ask Kimmy a lot about, like, what are the early questions? Do you have go-to, like, I mean, obviously you got to knock out the, like, where are you from? What do you do? Where did you go to school? You know. Okay, right. Yeah, whatever. The stuff I asked you when you walked in, where I was like, let me get the bullet points, you know?
Yes.
But, like, do you have, Billy, like, go-to early game date conversations? I'm thinking about chess. I'm not thinking about, like, the game.
not really. I don't know. Maybe I should.
You're more of a just, like, oh, I just hit the microphone. Connect, go with the flow.
Because I feel like a lot of it, or, like, I try and, like, feed off the other person, right?
Yeah.
So maybe I should have, like, a couple of, like, go-to, like, questions in the back pocket just in case. But
no, I mean, I think it's a sign of confidence you don't.
But I feel like in, like, the perfect world, you'd want to just be like, hey, and then someone be like, oh, like, I tripped on the way in, and they'd be like, oh, I tripped this one time, and then, like, two hours later, you're like, what just happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so if it has to be, like, a forced conversation, it's, like,
a little bit the worst feeling.
Totally. But are there things you, like, wonder about someone early? You know what I mean? Like, I think it's, I'm a big, like, I feel like I need details to fill out someone. I'm always, like I have to know, like, I love knowing how many siblings people have, where, what their birth order is, what their parents do, where they're from. Not in it, like, I just like to see a picture.
Interesting.
I would say that, but if you were dating the way we're probably going on first dates right now, you'd probably ask them less. Because Liza asked them and she'll, or like, this actually did just happen. I was like, this is a first date because you guys were getting to know each other, asking each other questions.
Talking about
but
the mall.
It's different.
Yeah.
Like, you got to your same favorite mall.
Yeah.
You know, like, or sorry, I didn't want to project, but yeah. It seems like.
Yeah.
It seems like we pretty much established that. But that felt flowy. And I feel like it feels flowy when you're, sometimes on a date, those can be the questions that are like.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm partially fascinated because I have gone on so few first dates that are like pure first dates. Like I've dated a lot of friends and I've also gone on a handful of first dates. I'm going to say 6, you know, like it hasn't been a lot.
Right.
So I feel like I'm fascinated with the like,
mindset
going into it and what like, you know, what you guys bring in.
Well, I like that, like, 30 minutes before it, you dread it, because that's so real, even when I do it for the pod. The 30-minute dread resonated with me a lot.
Yes.
I was like, yeah, that makes sense. It's, like, a fucking weird thing to do.
Totally.
As much as, like, to our listeners, I'm always like, I'm so used to it, and, like, do it. And, like, actually, shout out, one of our listeners went on 31 dates in the time span that I went on, like, way less, clearly. Because you, like, and she has been dating this guy for 3 months. Seriously. She was like, I'm new to New York. I'm just doing more. But, like, I won't say her name, but she's in the secret Facebook group. We'll ask. We can shout her out next time if so. But she was like, yeah, I started listening to the podcast. I just started fucking doing it. And it was really cool.
That's
she, like,
awesome.
Commented. And I was like, she's been, yeah. And she's like, I was like, oh, it works.
Yeah. I mean, I think genuinely, like, like you said, everyone's got that story. Everyone's got that spark. Like, everyone's a secret unicorn. You just have to, like, discover how they are. And you just have to keep going until you find someone who brings out that thing in you, you know, I think.
Right.
I also kind of just wish our New York listeners, who sometimes get jaded about New York dating. And I would say that you're, like, a really nice, excellent date living in New York. Like, I think.
Well, thank you.
Like, with a great job, with, like, success. Like, I think we all, like, myself included, stereotype New York men sometimes. And I just, yeah. Like, you were saying, and who knows how we'll cut this, and that's okay, because our podcast is a conversation. But, like, in terms of what people ask us, it's often about, like, why did this guy, you know, go on this first date and seem really interested and then not be? Or why did he ghost me? Or
that's a good question. We talk about ghosting a lot. Do you have feelings on ghosting or like
what
breadcrumbing, which is like slowly trickling off texting someone, like rather than being upfront?
You won't offend us because I do a pretty bad job at it.
Yeah, like it definitely do it. And it's definitely happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't feel great when it happens to you, but I don't know, I feel like I don't like to be mean. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm like, yeah, this is not gonna work out or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, is that,
No, because, so, no, seriously, I probably, I think it's appropriate after a first date to not text back if you weren't into it.
Right.
Do you agree? Or, and were you saying you don't want to be mean in terms of, like, being really explicit with them about, like, thanks, but no thanks? Or am I misreading it?
Well, it depends. All right, so here's another question back at you. So who, after a first date, who is responsible for, like, reconnecting?
It's a good question.
So, like, should it be the guy? Should it be the girl? Should it be, like, who should it be?
The asker or the askee? Because we always, we have listeners who, you know, don't date hetero normatively. Like,
should it be the one of the date's podcasting partners who just kind of breaks the ice?
Should it be the one fucking podcasting? It probably should be me every single time going, hey, I have a podcast. Or, you know, and...
I mean, it's tricky. Mm. I feel like, well, do you ever do, because we've talked a lot about like the same night date follow-up. Do you ever do that? Because I think sometimes that same night follow-up, if that happens, it could in theory be the other person. Like if that same night follow-up is like, had such a great time with you tonight. Thanks for the recommendation or thanks for the drinks or whatever. Like, love to see you again soon. Like, it, I think it could be on the other person in theory. I mean, whatever. Yeah. It usually, so, I think, falls on the guy, which it should. Maybe it shouldn't, but.
Oh, maybe it should. But I think that if, so if somebody would ever to follow up with me, I don't think I'd, like, leave them hanging. Yeah. And maybe I'd let it hang for a little bit, but, like, I wouldn't just let it go indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
But I may just not, like, reach out. Like, do like a first date, and it's like, you know, didn't really see much. Like, there definitely was not a connection. Like, it's not going to go really anywhere. I don't, I may not, or like, I wouldn't necessarily reach out and be like, hey, that was fun, but don't really, you know.
Right, there's no need to be, no,
I think that's totally legit. I don't think
and
that's
And I think the other thing is like, all right, let's hypothetical. If I texted you like, because weirdly, like, because I had the podcast, I, like, insisted on paying, and you were, like, we were talking about, like, gender roles a bit on our dating. Like, so if I had first said, like, thank you for so much, because you texted me first, but it's different. Like, I meant to thank you. Did I text you first? I don't even know. But either way, let's just say.
I don't know.
Either way, that this is a weird circumstance, but if not, let's just say or a first date texted you, like, that was so fun, and a woman, you know, like, that was so fun. You would say, what's this text you would send back ish? Cause I think we would probably send the same.
If like it didn't.
You weren't into a second date.
It'd be something along the lines of like, you know, hey, like, so fun, but, you know, didn't really see a connection.
Okay. Or, you're better than me. I would be like, I can't hang out then. Like, if there was the time.
Oh, interesting. Well, I'm saying this now. I don't know if it was a real, like, real life scenario.
Yeah, I feel like some.
Although it could be like, can't really see this going anywhere beyond like friends. I've gotten that a couple times.
But do you appreciate that? It's like
I do.
Yeah, it's a first date. It's like,
especially if I like text them or like initiate like, hey, like, that was cool. Like, we should just, you know, go for it again. Or, like, it's fun, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Just give me anything. You could be like, yeah, I didn't like you, sorry. Like, well, you know.
All right.
To each their own. Sorry to hear. But, I mean, for the most part, you just want to, like, and I've done it, like, not ghosting somebody or whatever. But, like, you get a... You just want, like, a response. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like, what's worse than the unknown, right?
Totally. Well, I think that you... I mean, it seems like you have a lot of, like, very grounded self-confidence, which is really impressive.
That's true.
No,
I think so, like, sure of yourself. And, like, it's very impressive to me. In anyone of any age, of any gender, someone who is, like... sure of themselves is a very impressive thing.
Must be presenting the wrong person today.
No. Well, we all obviously present differently, but like I feel like when I was single, I would have almost preferred to be breadcrumbed then. Like, I would have almost preferred the being let down gently, because my self-confidence was kind of fragile. And seeing it written out in plain text, like, you know, think you're great, but I'd rather be friends, like, would have really hurt me. But the thing is like, none of us can ever know that.
Yeah.
You know, and we just, that's what's tricky about dating. You really don't know what's best for the other person or what's best for yourself a lot of the times. So you're just like fucking guessing and throwing darts at the dartboard and hoping it works.
Billy's point, or can I say Billy? I go, Billy.
We're air quoting it every time. You guys can't see, but yeah.
To Billy's point, like, we polled on Instagram our followers about what they'd prefer, and because I'm weirdly too, like, I don't want to hear it straight up. Like, I'm too sensitive. Our listeners overwhelmingly disagreed with both of us. They want to hear it. Like, they want what you're saying.
Wait, so you guys would rather just, like, done?
I would. Well, but I'm thinking about me when I was, like, in my early 20s dating in New York. I think it would have been harder for me. Now, as I'm, like, almost 30... I will be 30 when this comes out, but will I be? I don't remember. I can't do dates.
Wait, you will. Will I be? I'm so wrong. I thought it was the next one we recorded.
I can't remember. It doesn't.
Yes.
This is a very important
report. Cheers. Fucking old ass.
No.
No, but like now I feel, you know, years of therapy, like figuring it out. I'm like, yeah, just tell me how you feel and I'll tell you how I feel and it'll be fine. But I think there was a certain point in my life when feelings like, you know, feelings like that written out that explicitly that like we're rejecting even in the kindest way would have really, really crushed me, which is not on the other person. It's on me because I needed to go to therapy and build up some self-esteem. But you know what I mean? Like,
and also with more on like, okay, I'm going to disagree with myself for a second.
Okay.
And you play devil's advocate because with a ton of online dating, you kind of just want to fucking know and know in a nice way. So I'm still like, I think the only time that I go like, yeah, no, I don't want to know. So like a really like date 3 sent me this effusive, like great night, so much fun text. And then I think it was like very early in this. And I was like, sent a text a couple days or I sent a reply, but then a couple days later and I got this weird, like, hey, I don't want to be a ghost. But I was like, whoa, shit. It was, I have a lot going on at work. I was like, wait, I'm sorry. I'm like, it was like a rejection from someone I wasn't even sure about. Like,
yeah.
I think it like shook me a little where I was like, oh, now I just feel dumb.
Yeah.
Like, and that I didn't like. But I think when you're just doing the thing, it's so much better than nothing. I think it's the harder thing to do is just be a little bit like honest. Like, I just didn't see it. You want to be friends? That's hard. That's hard for me to do.
Well, I don't know if I've ever really like sent that text. I've definitely received them. But I'm going to play devil's advocate on myself. Because don't you kind of know relatively soon after you send a text? Like, so assuming like you're, you know, well, assuming you're doing like the online thing, right? You guys are like kind of chatting at some degree. And then maybe you switch over to text and you're chatting a little bit and then maybe you set something up. So you kind of know somebody's like quote unquote texting patterns. Like if they're like very quick on the response, then like they know, or if they, you know, I'm not a great texter, so sometimes it could be like 2 minutes or it could be like 5 hours. But so you kind of can like figure that out if like you text and then maybe I'll expect something within a number of hours or a number of minutes. Like you text somebody and like you don't hear within their time period, then it like doubles and then triples and then blah blah blah, blah. You're like, okay. Didn't go so well, like, on to the next one, right? Do you really need to... So you can almost, like, anticipate if there's going to be a text, this is what it's going to say.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of why I don't... in my mind, I'm like, I think I might be prefer to be let down gently because I kind of think you know if someone likes you. Every time someone's liked me, I've known it. You know, like, you can feel...
Right, you know
if someone, like, how someone's responding to you. You can feel how interested they are, how excited they are.
And do you like them? Not to be just like, especially for a lot of our female listeners, we're like, well, but like, I think a lot of us talk about like, just like using dates. Oh, well, if you get the, like,
totally.
Are you just validating yourself with that? Or did you really like them and you want to see them again? Then fucking text them. And then if you get a no, fine.
Totally.
But don't like, female or male, either way, it's not like an evaluation of you if you get a second date or not.
Yeah.
I think that's a really simple thing to understand, like, logically, we all get it, but it doesn't ever, it just, like, dating feels personal, even when it's a first date, which could essentially be, like, we didn't really talk about setups, but, like, a setup. The way people set you up because you're in the same industry, and then that could turn into a date, even though it wasn't a date. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just thinking.
Oh, my God. I had the funniest, most LA experience. This, well, it wasn't with me, but this girl that I just got back from California. I hope you'll forgive me a quick anecdote because just think to me, it's gonna be like what LA dating is like for Kimmy, but I'm not positive. But I met this girl who had just moved there. She's been there for like 3 weeks, badass, cool, new job in the entertainment industry, and like big job for someone her age. She's a good friend of, it was my best friend's 30th birthday this past weekend. So I was in California visiting him for his birthday, and I met one of his friends who just moved to LA from New York, who was like, has a really cool job and is a cool lady, like just cool. She went on what she thought was her first LA date, and they had, she was like, we had a great time, it was really fun, blah, 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 we've been texting, but she is not sure if it was networking or if it was a date, and she can't tell. And, like, it was funny because she was reading us all the texts, and she was telling us all the different things about, like, paying, not paying, plans, this, that, like, how it's a thing there of, like, do you want me to pick you up or should we meet there because people are driving? Like, right. But she was telling us, and basically every time there was something that would indicate it was networking, something else would happen that would indicate it was a date. And she was, like, so confused.
Was
and
I was so confused. Her position advantageous to her dates? Position she, in the world, sorry.
Like or the other way around.
I'm not, yeah. I think it was pretty, I think they're pretty equal.
Oh, yeah. Well, then that's still, oh, I, it doesn't even matter. It oh was, my God.
Truly, we talked it through and we were all trying to figure it out. And she was like, I have no idea. And that he was texting her over the weekend. She was reading us the text as they came in. And all of us were like, we don't know. Like, I'm so intrigued to see how it plays out.
Did they go on a second date?
Well, they were making plans to like hang out again. But I think it also was
like a fucking
new,
hike. Sorry.
Possibly. But she's new to LA. And so I think it was another thing of like, you know, they had been kind of making plans to hang out again. But she was like, does he just want like to be nice because I'm new to the city and to be my friend? You know, it's like she just really didn't know.
Listeners, write in if you've ever been in this. Because I feel like this must be real, especially if you're new to a city.
Of like networking or a date or a friendship.
Really early in the podcast, I went on a date with someone while we were on a trip to LA. Liza and I. And she was literally swiping for me. And
Date number five.
And the podcast was barely out. And he was literally like 15 minutes in. He was like, what number am I? And I was like, oh my God. He's like, I'm really good at like figuring shit out on the internet. Not in a creepy way. It was like, he's in like, no.
It's like, I know where you live. No.
You know, it was so fun. And he was, you know, a gem. Sorry, I said a gem earlier.
Gem is Kimmy's favorite word.
A gem whenever I have a really good day. I'm like, such a gem, 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 gem. Yeah.
But, I feel like you need a gem tattoo.
Oh, God. yeah. Should we talk about
setups?
Paying or setups? Oh, fuck.
Well,
fuck.
I mean,
setups.
we don't
we can
really
keep
have
talking
to talk
about setups next.
I have a question about just generally. And yes. I'm sorry to make you represent the entire straight male world. What is your, like, when you're going into a date, what is usually your biggest anxiety, worry, concern?
Well, it's, like, probably twofold. So if it was, like, one of those, like, online things, if they don't look anything like their profile. Because it actually has not, like, happened to me. Mm-hmm. Well, to some degree, but it hasn't been, like, a complete 180. But so if you go in with, like, go into something, it's just, like, you, not that you weren't expecting, but, like, such a 180 that it just throws you off. So that'd be one. And then you can't hold a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what do? We actually talked about this. Can I say that we talked about this? If you can't. If you just know kind of immediately, you don't want to stay on that date that much.
Yeah.
Well, because we talked about this,
we did,
too.
We talked about this. Sorry, not Liza and I. I was I should have said Billy, and I was afraid I would say the wrong name.
We're all pointing.
Yeah, pointing.
Pointing and
eye contact.
Sorry, and eye contact. Sorry.
Are you following this?
Billy and I talked about this.
Yeah.
Okay. And we talked about dates and bad dates, because I said I hadn't really had any terrible ones except for the Two Phone Tommy. Two Phone Tommy, yeah. We call him. It's not his real name, but it was some alliteration. Yeah. Didn't we call him that? And yeah, we were talking about what if you know so soon? Like, yeah. There was a button you could press.
Right, because it was, I'll give a little insight. Because it was weird. I don't know, very cute girl. But, we just, couldn't hold a conversation. And it was just, weird. You could tell, the vibes. It was just not going anywhere. I don't know, when on, the chat, she had one point been like, oh, yeah, bowling on Tuesday. I'm in, a league, so I can, grab a drink on Wednesday. So I, anchored on that because I didn't have anything else. What are you talking to somebody about?
Yeah.
Especially if it's, really weird. It's, awkward. So, kept circling back to that and, talked about work, which I feel like is not a great sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, probably, I don't know, a couple of minutes in, it's, or we got to a point where it was I knew, it was this is weird. It's let's just call a spade and let's just get out of here and say we did it. But at what point?
But you didn't, right?
I didn't.
Oh, right.
But it was kind of when I was all right, should we get the check? Mm-hmm. You know, ready to go.
Yeah.
But what point you're all right, clearly it's not working. Let's just call it a day.
Which weirdly goes back around to the whole, why I think, because I've had, female friends be like, I'm just going to say, no, thank you, because someone keeps being like, let's hang out again, just be a little more clear about it. That's why people sometimes, I guess, rather than ghost, are just like, hey, so good meeting you. I'm just not, there should be a code word that we can all say.
Totally.
Even in the day, be like, banana.
Yeah.
And then we're both like, banana, cool, bye.
Yeah.
I don't know, not that, but just something where it can't hurt someone's feeling, but you're both like, yeah. Or afterward, banana.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I mean, I think it's obviously tricky because you're in this social contract of we've agreed to have at least one beverage together. We've made a contract and we got to fulfill it and we're both miserable.
Yeah, it was clearly miserable.
Yeah.
It's not only I'm having a great time, but maybe you're a little bit miserable. It's you're miserable, I'm miserable. Somebody just say they're miserable and we'll get out of here.
Yeah. And then in that situation, you left, said goodnight, blah, blah, blah. You guys never talked again, never texted again.
Well, so we left and she's oh, this is fun. I was this is a disaster.
But don't you feel sometimes the this was fun is the kiss of death? I think we've talked about that a lot. The night of this was fun at the end of the night is
yeah.
I said it genuinely. I don't know.
Here's the thing. If I was this was fun, it wasn't fun. If I was oh my God, I had such a good time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or if I was this was so fun. That's genuine.
That's true.
This was fun.
It's also just
not genuine. And
it's just the way you
say it. I would never say this is fun about something that was actually fun. I'd be like, oh my God, this is the best. Or, oh, I mean, I wouldn't say that on the first date because I
Liza.
You know what I mean?
There.
I'm talking about when you have a really fun night or whatever.
But I actually genuinely think that would work because you would only say that if you were getting good vibes from the other person and why you got you're transparent.
Totally.
You're honest.
I'd be like, oh my gosh, I had such a good time with you. That to me is more genuine. This was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, to be like, I had a really good time with you. That's what I would say to someone. Is
right.
As an awkward person, I'm sure that I've said this was fun at times where
I had
a blast.
Because
I was trying to be cool.
Well, because you want to you don't want to share your cards, right?
Yeah.
No.
You got to be like, oh my God, you're so cool. I want to hang out with you again.
Please,
tomorrow. What are you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
I'll make my schedule work.
More and more, though, I'm in that camp. I'm it's fucking not tomorrow, but
totally.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of the time when things do work out well, that's almost how it feels. Is maybe there's a little tiptoeing around it, but pretty quickly it's can we hang out tomorrow? Is that too much? It's mm-hmm. A thing where you let the cards peek out, and then once the other person does it, you're we can put our cards on the table.
And right. I think, and just as a side note, it doesn't have to be the first date too. So go on those second dates if you feel because if you don't want to go on a second date, you know it. If you're I do not want to. Do it.
Oh my God, I gave someone a pep talk about this this weekend.
Yeah.
At this birthday party. I was I don't know shit, but I know second dates. You have to go on them.
to a podcast.
It's like, I am a quote-unquote dating expert. It's a lie.
Well, so here's a question.
Yes.
Second date, do you have to get dinner? Is that like a natural? What's the progression, right?
Assuming
you go for, you know, the classic, oh, let's just grab a drink. You kind of, you know, do the whole checkout.
And you like her, let's say.
Yeah, and like next time,
yeah, what do you do? I feel like that's what you'd want to ask, right? You don't have to, but if you'd want to, yeah, just ask.
I would feel like it doesn't have to be dinner, but it probably can't be just drinks again.
I think that's a good, I yeah, like
you know,
that.
That's like, new, it has to be like, oh, just, let's go bowling, or like, let's go for like a walk. Let's walk through Central Park and we'll go to this place I know for drinks. Go to this
museum.
Totally, yeah. Or like, oh. Yeah.
But I'll say, as a woman afraid of everything, I love to be like, oh no, I just want drinks. Like,
there's something very safe about it.
I get intimidated when it's like, I'll cook you dinner. And then I'll be like, but what about getting drinks at that bar in your neighborhood?
Well, cooking dinner can be a little soon about.
Not second date, sorry.
Okay.
Okay. Third.
Because I feel like I've been invited to someone's apartment so they can like cook me dinner on my second date. And I'm like,
safety.
I'm not like, that's how you get straight murdered.
That's like, what you think about LA and cars. Like, no.
Yeah, like, Uber. I'm getting in your car. Uber. I'm not going to your home.
Uber's cheap out
there. I got to go on 3 dates to know you're not a murderer for sure.
Amen. Like, I also like bars. Like, yeah. I just like the vibe. I like dinners too, but I think, you like her, ask for what you think she'd like and you also want to do. Which is like kind of the thesis of all dating, right? Do the thing you both want to do. So don't be like, let's say it went differently with that girl. Don't be like, let's go bowling if you don't want to go bowling. But be like, let's grab dinner at this place. I don't know. I think like women, men, either way, if you're making the second date plans, it's really nice to be on board for the thoughtful or like more interesting thing, which dinner is more interesting than drinks. It seems super simple. It's a baby step, but it is.
Yeah.
So much more intimate.
I mean, I think dinner is like a great move, but I think it could also be something like a more non-traditional date. You know, I think the second date is a really good opportunity to be like, let's go to this, I don't know.
It's something that's not necessarily like booze and food related.
Totally.
Yeah, that's true. That's
do
true.
An activity, like see a thing, go to a thing.
Yeah. And even, I'm going to get shit for this because everyone's like, not a movie. We actually polled people on like a concert or movie thing. Everyone's like, concert. And I agree. For like a, I think I said first date. So even for a second date. Because concert, you have some more interaction, but sort of. There's something to me, maybe it's because of high school crushes, like about really intimate about going to a movie together if you're going to talk about it afterwards.
But totally. That's very specific to me. If you have a meal after or like I think a
drink after.
Drink before, movie, like mellow dinner after.
There's something about sitting next to someone. I weirdly find it like weirdly intimate. Just if you're not, if you're just like sitting through a movie next to each other, not like somewhere, maybe not second date, like third date. It's like a weird first thing you do together where I'm like,
yeah, well, I also just, I don't like concerts because I think it's hard to interact. I like going to see bands I like, but I don't like, I would rather go to a concert alone. I hate the scream shouting, the like awkward dancing next to people, you know, like I just like, I think it's hard and awkward to interact and look cool.
Get to know somebody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely
like you're just trying to test somebody out, right?
Yeah.
If you're not talking, and it's like the movie thing, I don't know. I don't think I've ever gone like a movie date, to be honest. So I don't have much experience in that realm. But I feel like it'd almost be like, how do you test, like, how do you like feel somebody out if you're not talking to them?
No, I agree.
My first date was a movie at Buckland Hills movie theater.
Really?
In eighth grade.
What movie?
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc.
And it was so strange and embarrassing. It was, you know, we were like in eighth grade. It was like a scene out of Big Mouth. We were just both so incredibly awkward at every step. It was.
But maybe that's what I think is like weirdly sweet. I'm not saying for our first date. Oh my God, don't get me wrong. There's something weird for the first time you go to a movie with someone you like. You're like, do we take chance? Do.
Oh my God.
Like,
I get really. Totally.
Like, go. It sends me back.
Totally. And is there something like, romantic about it?
We're older than you. So this is probably just our age.
Oh, I.
Okay. All right, are you? We should let.
Oh no! Yeah. I just got a. I just had a work email that is not important. So
well, that's true. Your work requires attention.
But it didn't matter.
That's all we're giving you, listeners.
I'm not going to be in. Okay. I'm not under any time constraints. I'll keep going if you guys want.
I want to have a nice roundup.
Okay.
Well, in the spirit of me not asking, Billy, what do you think we haven't touched on that's Liza and Billy? That would be, it can be about the date, it can be harsh, it's all good. Or it can just be about our listeners when they struggle. I'm struggling.
I think, like, I mean, overall, Billy, how was this for you?
That's a good question.
In the broadest sense, like, what, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, this right here, this interview?
The whole thing.
Like, and knowing that you go on a date.
Have you changed your why not attitude to, like, hell nah, never again?
Never.
I'm never leaving my couch.
If Kimmy ever texts me again, I'm just saying no. It doesn't matter what it is.
Hell nah.
Hell nah.
No, I think it's been awesome. I mean, this is pretty cool. You know, I mean, it's just like, it's conversation, right?
Yeah.
Just shooting the shit.
Yeah.
Chatting about stuff.
And kind of our date ended up being that too because, but not in a bad way, in a good way, because you knew about...
I know. I feel like it was, because I had a blast. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Me too.
But it was...
Well, you'll hear my first impression.
Oh, yeah. Well, should I listen to it?
Oh, yeah.
Wait. What are your first impressions?
They're very good. I record them right after. Well, I don't always, but I did. And I sound really dumb. But
no, you don't.
I had a great time. I used a verb I've never used before, other than calling you a gem. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. I think it was...
Yeah. It was a... Yes.
Yes.
Clearly, from an outsider perspective, Kimmy thought it was a really good date.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm like a old school.
I just don't want to spoil. I think I said a nugget in there that, like, says it all. I was like, I don't know.
Maybe I'll have to listen to it.
You will. And I do think we're going to be getting emails from our listeners. Like, oh, this happened when that's weird, but, like, only other single male we've had on is my brother. Because Achilles, Peter...
Derek was single.
Is single. But our listeners are mostly female and he dates men.
Yes.
Yeah. I think there will be some emails.
Yes.
Yeah. like
so. Women
wanting to date you.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Full on sleepless in Seattle. Yeah. It's a whole thing.
Well, already.
No, that's good. I mean... thank you for saying it was a good thing. I think this was the best thing we could have for the podcast.
Like, wow.
Thank you for being willing to come here, to go on the date, to everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was... it's interesting. Because I would be curious if to do it again, so to speak.
Yeah.
If it would have been different if I didn't know about the podcast.
That's fair. That's what we should have asked.
Yeah. Right, because it was... Yeah, it was awesome. It was a blast. But there was in the back of your mind, it was like, all right, like this is like a podcast.
Which thing. Is why, sorry, I just interrupted you.
No, that's pretty much the end of the
thought. This is kind of date I am. Interrupty. That's what we thought about early. And then even that, actually that date, it was date number 5 in LA. The podcast had just come up, so how the fuck do you know? There's only like a date out there. He was like, I don't actually think you should tell people because it won't be genuine. But then at a certain point, it's like, we've gone through all that.
Yeah.
What's your take? What do you think? Because we never talk about people negatively except for Two Phone Tommy, who will live in infamy. He had two phones out. I think I already told you that, yeah.
I don't know if I heard that, but...
I thought I mentioned it.
Maybe.
Maybe I just was like, I've only had one kind of shitty date of all of them. Like, they're not great all, but no one's being a shitbag the way we get listener-submitted stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I think it's, I don't know, I go both ways, because it's probably good that you tell people. It's like, yeah, I'm going to talk about you on a podcast.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
Hope you don't mind. Mm-hmm. But then, like, it could change people's behavior, and, like, I like to think it didn't change my behavior at all. But, like, how do I know, right?
You seem super genuine. I think we had, like, moments of, like, really just, like, being really honest and chatting about dating and stuff that, like, we don't bring it all on the pod, but I don't think, for again, hadn't met you. Haven't even met
right
the person who essentially set us up, other than Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah.
So.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. But this was such a, I was going to say gem dream.
Yeah. I mean, you're obviously a champ and a hero.
Yeah.
You guys are too kind.
No,
I don't think so. I think that's a great point. Yeah, you're right. Like, we are doing a weird thing, and we're, like, very grateful for everyone willing to be on board.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, on that note,
we always say go on a date at the end of our podcast. Mm. Also, follow us on Instagram. We plugged it at the beginning. Sorry, I'm the worst.
And follow Billy at Billy the Kid. No, I'm just kidding. His AIM is Billy the Kid. 4567. No, okay. Yeah, so check
AIM is
out.
Actually no longer. Sorry to interrupt it. Yeah, it's right. No longer a thing.
It's devastating.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's YZ528 is gone.
Came up 1188.
Oh my God, lol. Thank you guys so much for listening. Billy, thank you so much for being here.
Anytime.
It's been an incredible honor. And yeah.
Go on a date.
Go on a date. Special shout out and thanks to Jim from 5ohm for recording our episodes and making us sound pretty.
Yes, thank you. And also a big shout out to Anthony, also from 5ohm, for making us sound really good in post. And you should check 5ohm out online at 5ohm.com.
And that's spelled FIVEOHM. Ohm.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.